Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Omer Av Chizda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Meir Ben Chanala, Avram Kaddish Ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil Ben Gittel, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rufal Chaim Shai Yoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yabba Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasan, Chavez Sero bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches is a daf that requires an asterisk next to it, as it's one of the most classic dafin in Shas. There's Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, raid bite after raid bite after raid bite that intertwines with Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We'll do what we do, hopefully within an hour or so, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "La'olam yashkim adam loitzah Shabbos. A person should wake up early in the morning to prepare for Shabbos. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'hoye bayoyim ashishi v'heichinu esa sheyaviu v'hoye mishne ala sheyilketu yoyim yoyim." What do you see in that pasuk? Says Rashi, the Yidden woke up early Friday morning to collect the mon. In fact, they woke up early every morning to collect the mon. The pasuk says, "V'yilketu oisai baboiker baboiker," and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, not just baboiker, but baboiker baboiker, fartugs, really early in the morning. And then the pasuk says, "V'heichinu esa sheyaviu." So it sounds like they woke up really early to get the mon, specifically on Erev Shabbos, and then they immediately started preparing it. So you see that there's an idea to prepare for Shabbos really, really early in the morning. That's where Rav Chizda said, "La'olam." No matter what the circumstances are, a person should always try to wake up really early in the morning to start preparing for Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is supposed to have not just one loaf of bread, not just one challah, but two challahs. Because the pasuk says, "Lechem Mishnah." On Erev Shabbos, the Yidden received a double portion of man, and Zecher Lenes. This is a Zecher to the miracle of the Lechem Mishnah, just like we light Chanukah lech zecher to the Ness of Chanukah, and we do so many things as a zecher to the Ness. Lechem Mishnah falls into the category of zecher leNess, so much so that the Ran brings from Rabbeinu Tam, who said that women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah, even though Lechem Mishnah is really a mitzvah as leisha as manger roma sha'af hein hoyu ba'isay anes, because it's related to miracles. Amar Rav Ashi Chazino leder Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana that he used to have Lechem Mishnah, but this was his custom. The nakatarti, he would take two challahs, he would pick them up, he would make a bracha. But when it came time to cutting the chal, he only cut one. Amar, what was his lomdis? He said, "Laktuksev." When the pasuk describes lechem mishnah, it says that they collected lechem mishnah. It doesn't say that they actually cut lechem mishnah. It says that they were melakit lechem mishnah. So there's an idea of zechah to that miracle that we too should be laktu lechem mishnah. We should pick up two loaves of bread. When it comes to actually cutting it, you don't need one. Reb Zeira have a batzak kulache rusa. Reb Zeira had a different custom. When he would cut the lechem mishnah, see, he would cut, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, a very large piece of bread, so large that there would be enough for the entire meal. So he would cut big pieces of challah like this. There would be enough challah. So usually when you cut challah, one for this person, one for that person, you cut them in however you cut it. But Reb Zeira would cut these big, big pieces. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, "V'amechzik Rav Sanusa." Seems to be not so fine. It looks like you're really, really hungry. It looks like a fresser. Like, why would you do that? It's not matim. Amalei, he told him, "You don't have to worry, because keeping the chol yom le'avid, because I don't do this every day. Va'idnu the kavod, I'm only doing it now on Shabbos. So loy mechzi karaf sanus. If I do this every day, then yeah, maybe it would be inappropriate, as in the Rambam's Hilchos Deos, where he discusses how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to conduct himself. He said, but I don't do this every day. I'm only doing this on Shabbos. So it's obvious the reason I'm doing this is for Kovet Shabbos. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Gimiklu, Rifto, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, when they would have bread, the Eruvo, that was used for Eruve Chatzeres, Shari Ilave, they would use it for Lecha Mishnah as well. Ami, they said, Hoyo v'savid b'chad mitzvah, v'savid b'mitzvah achrino. They felt that being that we did a mitzvah already with this bread, it was used for the Eruve Chatzeres bread, so let's go ahead and do another mitzvah with it. Either way, we're going to move along. Again, every line here is really worth stopping and talking a little bit about. We'll get to some right at the end of the daf. But for now, the Mishnah was discussing a fire that broke out in a person's house. The halacha is he's not allowed to save everything. We're concerned. He may go ahead and extinguish the fire. Stating that, the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah of the Perek discussed Kisvei Kodesh. You save Kisvei Kodesh. Not only are you allowed to save Kisvei Kodesh, but you're obligated to save Kisvei Kodesh. Our Mishnah said, in addition to that, you're allowed to save enough food for Shabbos. Matzilin Mazon Gimel Sudais. Now, you can't save food for Sunday, because if you need food on Sunday, go buy food on Sunday, prepare food on Sunday. But Shabbos, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. You can't prepare food on Shabbos. You can't buy food on Shabbos. So you have no choice but to go ahead and save food. So how much food are you allowed to save? So the Mishnah said, Mazoin Gimel Sudois. And then the Mishnah went on to describe it in somewhat detail. Keitzad, Naflo Delek B'Leil Shabbos. If the fire broke out on Friday night, before the Suda, Rashi said, so you could save Mazoin Gimel Sudois, because the still three sudas you're going to have to eat. If the fire broke out Shabbos morning before the suda, meaning you already ate the Friday night suda, but there's still two meals to eat, so you could save Mazin Bey sudas. If it happened b'mincha, after you ate the first two sudas, you just didn't eat shalosh sudas yet, so then Mazin sudachas. Rabbi Yossi was another opinion in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi said, lo'oyla matzil mazin shalosh sudas. No, being that sometimes you could save Mazin shalosh sudas on Shabbos, so you're always allowed to save Mazin shalosh sudas. So if you ask someone, a child, how many meals are you supposed to eat on Shabbos? He's going to tell you, three. You eat a Suda Leil Shabbos, Shabbos morning, and then Shalosh Suda. It says, the Gemara, Tanu Rabban and Abrais, Kama Suda is Chayev Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. Shalosh. That's the first answer. Rab Chitka Oimer, Rab Chitka said, this is a Braisa. So Rab Chitka was a Tana, Arba. Not three Sudais, four Sudais. Rab Yoichan, Rab Shnei, Mikra Echad Arshu. They both developed their position from the same Psukim. It says, Vayoimer Moshe, Ichlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, Hayoim Loisim Tzu'u Basada. So Moshe Rabbeinu is informing the Yidden that on Shabbos there's going to be no man. Ichlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim, Hayoim Loisim Tzu'u Basada. So the context is Suda Shabbos, and it says the word Hayoim three times. Rab Chitka Sava, Rab Chitka held, Hani Tlosa Hayoim, Labar Miurta. 3 day meals. Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. In addition, you have a night meal, which means in total there are going to be four sudas. Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan Hol. No, Bahadi Do'urta. We know that the night is part of the day. So it's true it says Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim three times, but it's not 3 day in addition to the night, but it's three together with the night, meaning one at night and two during the day. Either way, according to the Chachamim, three sudas. According to Rav Chitka, four sudas. Of course, we paskin like the Chachamim, three sudas, not four sudas. Tanah, Nafal, B'lik, Leil Shabbos. We learned in our Mishnah, if there was a fire on Leil Shabbos, Matzil, Mazin, Gimel, sudas. You're allowed to save Mazin, three sudas. My lav, D'lo Yochal. It sounds like you didn't eat yet. And how many sudas are you allowed to save? Three. So it's a riot to the Chachamim. It's a kash on Rav Chitka. Now, Rav Chitka was a Tano. So Rav Chitka is allowed to argue with the Mishnah. But the Gemara is saying, is this Stam Mishnah not like Rav Chitka? But the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe the Achal. Maybe it's talking about where he ate one Suda already. Being that he ate one Suda, so now he's only allowed to save three. Because in total, you're supposed to eat four. If you ate one, there's three to go. But it could be Enochinam. You had the person not even eaten the first Suda, he would be allowed to save four. It's a little dachuk in the Mishnah, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says you have no raya from the Mishnah, not like Rav Chit. The Mishnah continued and said, Shachris, what if the fire happened in the morning? Matzil mazin shtei sudas, you're allowed to save two sudas. My lav delo yachal, doesn't it sound like you didn't eat any sudas during the day? And how many sudas are you allowed to save two? So it sounds like, oh, you eat two sudas during the day. According to Rav Chitka, it should be three. The Gemara says, like dachal, maybe it's talking about where you ate one at suda already. Meaning that you ate one suda in the morning, you ate one at night, one in the morning, so you have two left. That's why you're allowed to save mazin bay sudas. B'mincha, what happens if the suda happened in the afternoon? It sounds like you didn't eat the afternoon suda yet. You didn't eat shalosh sudas, and that's why you only save mazin suda achas. But according to Rav Chitka, you should be able to save two. The Gemara says like the achal. Maybe it's talking about when you ate three sudas already. Oh, you ate three. There's one to go. That's why you're allowed to save mazin suda achas. So the Gemara was madchik the Mishnah that it could work even according to Rav Chitka. But the Gemara says, I hear the Chachamim Shita. Maybe you can work with Rav Chitka, but Rav Yosi, had another opinion in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Midik Tani Sefer. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lo Oyla Matzila Mazon Gimel Sudois. You're always allowed to say Mazon Gimel Sudois because Rabbi Yossi said Hoyol, as we saw in the previous staff. Rabbi Yossi said, being that sometimes you can save three, you could always save three. Meaning, whatever the maximum amount of Sudois you can sometimes save is, that's how many sudois you're always allowed to save. So what do you see Rabbi Yossi Shita is? You're always allowed to save three because the maximum you can ever save is three. There's no reason to assume the Chachamim argue with that. So if that's the case, Mechal the Tana Kama Gimel Svirle. So you see, how many sudois are you supposed to eat? Three. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Machmarta Masisim like Rav Chitka. True, the Mishnah, it's not a Kashim Rav Chitka. Rav Chitka doesn't have to agree with the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, you are right. The Mishnah clearly is of the opinion, Gimel Sudois, so it's the Shitas HaChachamim, it's the Stam Mishnah, it's also the Halacha. Three Sudois, not four Sudois. For other time we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah, Yishe, Mazen, Shtei Sudois, Vayitom, Enat, Hamchoi. So once upon a time, there were different funds, tzedakah funds, that were set aside by the community to help support people that were needy. There was a daily fund, and there was a weekly fund. We don't really have to get into the details of it. The daily fund is what was known as the Tamchoy. Tamchoy of Perek Arve Psochem fame. Afilu oni amisparnes mena Tamchoy lo yifchesu loy me'arbakoy. The Tamchoy was a fund that in the morning, a person who pasha didn't have food to eat would go to the Tamchoy and he would get the food that he would need for that day. The Kupa was a weekly fund. So why some people qualified for the daily, why sometimes for the weekly, what if somebody had enough for a half a week, not for a full week? It's like, this is not for us for today. But either way, it says the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah Masechtas Peya. Mishyesh lemazen shtei sudois, if somebody has enough food for two meals, because the tamchoy is daily, so if you have mazen shtei sudois, you have what you need for the day. Because how many sudois does a person eat during the day? Two. Mazen arba esrei, if you have enough food for 14 sudas, you can't take from the weekly fund. Because what's the idea of the weekly fund? Make sure you have enough sudas for the week. So if you eat 2 sudas a day, how many sudas do you eat a week? 14. This mission doesn't seem to shtim with Rabban, doesn't seem to shtim with Rab Chitka. Because it's presupposing that how many meals does a person eat a day? 2. Now that may be true Sunday through Friday. But what about Shabbos? Shabbos, according to the Chachamim, you eat 3. According to Rav Chitka, you eat 4. It's a fake thing. According to Rabbanon, it should be 15, not 14. Rav Chitka, it should be 16, not 14. The Gemara says, Rabbanon, really, maybe it's going according to Rabbanon. We tell this person, you can make this work because the assumption is 2 meals a day. So what's the kasha? But on Shabbos, you have 3. Yeah, it's true, Shabbos, you have 3. But what's the cheshbon of 3? Friday night. Okay, so you'll eat 1 Friday morning, 1 Friday night. So Friday, essentially, in terms of the amount of sudais that you eat, is a regular day. On Shabbos, you're going to have to eat another 2. Okay, the problem is, aren't you going to have to eat at night? So you won't eat at night. So instead of eating Malava Malkal, you'll eat a grace of Shalosh Sudas. So at the end of the day, you end up eating 14 meals. It's the same 14. Assuming you don't eat a Malava Malkal, so it ends up working. The Gemara says, okay, so he made it work according to the Rabbanan. But Lema Rabbanan, Lema Rab Chitka, has work according to Rab Chitka, I feel the same Rab Chitka. The Marina Lema, we tell the person, we tell the person, don't eat at Friday morning. Instead of eating Erev Shabbos, eat Friday nights, you'll eat 1 on Friday, and then you'll make up for the 1 you missed on Friday with an extra 1 on Shabbos, but you end up eating the same 14. But Frank the Gemara, that's not fair. What about Tayamel? You're going to go the whole Friday without eating. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elohomani Rabbi Akiva. The town of this Mishnah, Masechtas Peya, that says 14 meals a week for someone that's an Oni, and even though Shabbos, 3 Sudas, or 4 Sudas, no, don't eat extra Sudas. It's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Omar who said, Ase Shabbat Chachoyl, Va'altit Star. It is an idea that a person should try not to come on to other people more than he has to, and therefore I say Shabbat Chachol. Now, it doesn't mean literally that a person can be Mechal Shabbos and go to work, so he shouldn't have to come on to the Brios. But at the same time, he can and was advised by Rabbi Akiva to minimize a little bit his Einik Shabbos, so you shouldn't have to come on to other people. So this is where it's going to be manifest. Don't eat the extra Suda according to the Rabbana. Don't eat the extra 2 Sudas according to Rav Chitka. Other time we went to another Mishnah, if there's an Ani that's traveling from place to place. Again, the community, they got together and they established a fund of how to help this person. So the Mishnah, also in Masechtas Peya, discusses how much this person received from the community. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't give him less than a kikar, bepundyoin, a punyan's weight of a loaf of bread, when dalit sa'in is besela, when four saw of flour sells for a seller. Bottom line is, one, if he stays overnight, noisly parnasas lino, you give him what he needs for at night, vim shabbas, and if he stays for shabbas, noisly mazin gimel sudas. You give him the meal, you give him enough food for three sudas. This certainly sounds like rabban, not rab chidka, because if he's there for shabbas, you give him mazin gimel sudas. You don't give him mazin dalit sudas. Again, a tremendous akim to trying to make rab chidka sheet to work with all these Mishnais. Maybe it's talking about where he had Mazah and Suda Achas. We tell him, we'll give you the balance of what it is you need, but the one meal that you have, that you should eat. So maybe this Mishnah could work even according to Rav Chidka, where we make an akimta that the person already had Mazah and Suda Achas, we just have to give him the other three. But the Gemara says, meaning it sounds like the assumption is the person probably has a little bit of food. But if he has a little bit of food, he's traveling, mimakom lamakom, isn't he going to need the food for some tzeda l'derech? So why are we forcing him to eat that suda? If Rav Chidka holds you need four sudas, this person has a little bit of food with him, he has a sandwich, so you can tell him, eat your sandwich for one meal, we'll give you the other three meals. And what's the person supposed to do when he leaves at night? Like, what's he going to do then? So the Gemara says, the malvina le suda v'hadeh. No, then we're going to give him another meal. Says the Gemara, my parnasas lina. It said that we're supposed to give him parnasas lina. If he's staying overnight, give him what he needs to sleep. Amira papa, pur yibay sadya. You give him a mattress, and you give him sheets, and a blanket, and a pillow. So you give him the basic necessities that he needs to be able to stay overnight. So again, machloikis, the Rabbanan, and Rav Chidka. Is it three sudas on Shabbos? Is it four sudas on Shabbos? Rav Chidka shita is four, and me'ezetam, the Gemara tried very hard to work Rav Chidka shita into a bunch of Mishnayos, even though at first glance it seems very, very dachuk, but of course at the end of the day, the maskone is yachid v'rabim alochid k'rabim, we paskin like the Rabbanon, that it's Mazon Gimel Sudais, and in fact it's the Stam Mishnah, like the Gemara concluded, that the halach is like the Rabbanon, three Sudais, not two Sudais, more classic Gemaras. Tanu Rabbanon, encourage Shalchot Marvis, if a person ate the meal at night and his ka'arois are dirty, madichon lechol behen shachris, so he can wash them, so he'll be able to eat the ka'arois, be able to eat on the ka'arois the next morning, shachris. If he used his silverware in the morning, madichon lechol behen mitzarayim, he can wash it, so he'll have it for shalashudis, mitzarayim, madichon lechol behen mincha, but mina mincha ve'elach shuv eini madich. But once it gets too close to the end of Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the dishes anymore. Avol koisois ve'kitoinios ve'tzloichios madich v'hoylech kol hayom. But the cups and the smaller things that you're allowed to wash even later into the day, and the reason is l'fisha in keva l'shtia, because there's only a certain amount of meals that you're supposed to eat on Shabbos. But as it relates to how much you drink on Shabbos, in keva l'shtia, not to be taken out of context, but in keva l'shtia, and as a result, you can always wash a glass, and a shot glass is something you can wash even later into the day. You want to know the suda? That's already a different story. The challah knife, maybe not. If somebody keeps shalosh sudais on Shabbos, nitzal mishalosh peraniyos, kineged the three sudais that he observes, he's going to be speared three types of punishments. Mechevle shel Moshiach, umidina shel Gehenoim, umimilchemes goygu magoy. Mechevle shel Moshiach, Sifach, it says, yoim. V'ksiv hasam, hini anoichi, shoylech lochem, esaliyo, hanovi, lifnei bo, yoim Hashem, hagodol v'hanoiro. So as we saw earlier, as it relates to Sudai Shabbos, v'yoim Moshe ichlu hayoim, ki Shabbos hayoim l'Hashem, hayoim loisim tzau basada. So the word that Chazal emphasized was yoim. Yoim somehow is a word that embodies Sudai Shabbos. It says yoim three times, three Sudais. Rav Chidka, 3 day sudais, but it all comes from the word yoim. So you find this word yoim in three other places, referring to terrible, terrible peronios. So as it relates to chevle Mashiach, hine anoichi shaleach lechem esel yohan novi lifnei bo yoim. Medina shal gehenim ksevach yoim ksevachim yoim evro hayoim. Gehenim is referred to as hayoim, and milchemes goy gumagoy ksev hacha yoim ksev hasam beyoim bagoy. So again, hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. Three sudas of Shabbos. You find hayoim in the context of chevle Mashiach, dina shel gehenim, milchemes goy gumagoy, and it's because of that. Reb Shimon ben Pazi said in the name of Reb Shua ben Levi, who said in the name of Bar Kapor. If somebody observes three sudais on Shabbos, nitzo mishalosh peronis, he's going to be spared these three peronis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, another classic Gemara. If somebody observes Oynig Shabbos, Noislin Loi Nachla B'limitzarim. He's going to merit Nachla B'limitzarim. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Oz Tisana Gal Hashem, V'hir Kavticha Abomah Seyoretz, V'achalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. So what's the context of that Pasuk? We mentioned it recently in the Daf. Im Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha Asois Chafetzecha B'yein Kotchi, V'karosu L'Shabbos Oynig, L'Kdosh Hashem V'chuba, D'chibadetim Asois Drachecha M'mtsoi Chefzecha B'daber Dover. This is the Pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Ches Yod Gimel, where Yeshaya contributed in Sefer Yeshaya two of the four subcategories of Shabbos, the way the Rambam delineates it in the end of Hilchos Shabbos. So you have the idea of Oynig Shabbos and Kovid Shabbos, M'mtsoi Chefzecha V'daber Dover. And then the next Pasuk says that if a person's going to keep Shabbos on that level, he's going to merit Bracha. What's the Bracha that he's going to merit? This Pasuk that we just mentioned, Oz Tisana Gal Hashem Vir Kavticha Abomah Seyores V'achalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha K'pi Hashem Dibar. And the Gemara Darshins, it says Nachlas Yaakov. What do you mean? As opposed to who? See, when Hashem promised Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael, he said, he said, walk to the length, walk to the width. This is the land you're going to get. This is Tzimtzum. This, but nothing else. Yitzchak was told, these lands, this is what you're going to get. And that's not the bracha that somebody gets if he keeps Shabbos. But if somebody keeps Shabbos properly, he gets the bracha of Yaakov, Shekosov Boy, Ufaratzta, Yomav Akedma, Vitzafayna Ben Egba, to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, no gvul, Nachala Beli Mitzarer. Nachma Yitzchak, Amar Nitzim, Shubigot. If somebody keeps Shabbos, he's going to be steered, Shubigot. Sivach says over here, Kavticha Abama Seyaritz, that's the passage we just mentioned, Viksiv Hassam, and it says, with regards to Shibud Goliyoiz, again, in the context of Golos, you see the same Lashon. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kolam Anigas HaShabbos. If somebody has proper Unik Shabbos, Noislam Mishal is Libay. Whatever he davens for, he's going to get. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Sanagal Hashem. If a person's V'Sanagal Hashem, V'Yitain Lecha, Mishal is Libecha. Now, what does V'Sanagal Hashem mean? Oynik Zayin Yodeo Mach. Shoyim V'Karos HaShabbos Oynik. Have you Oynik Zayin Shabbos? You know what it means? It's referring to V'Karos HaShabbos Oynik. It's referring to Oynik Shabbos. So if a person is keeps Oynik Shabbos, V'yiten l'cha m'shali slipecha. That's the greatest bracha a person can get. But mama anger. Okay, so Oynik Shabbos is so incredible, it's so important. So how is a person supposed to be ma'anig the Shabbos? I mean, ma'anig is a Shabbos is a very vague concept. Practically speaking, what are you supposed to do? Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Shmuel bar Shela, b'shmei de Rav Oma. So Rav Yehuda was the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shela, said in the name of Rav. Rav had a good friend, an Amoira, whose name was Rav Shmuel bar Shela. Rav Shmuel bar Shela was a mikri dardik. He used to teach people Aleph Beis. He taught young children how to daven, and Rav held he was maybe the Gadol Hadar. There's different places in Shas where Rav said unbelievable things about his chaver Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. So this was Rav Yehuda, who was the son of Rav's chaver, Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. So he said, I'm going to tell you what my father said over in the name of Rav. B'tavshol shol tardin, you take cooked beets, v'dagim gedoylim, big fish, v'roshe shumin and garlic. Rav Chibar, Ashi Yom HaRav, afilu davar mu'ut. It doesn't have to be so extravagant. It could be something even smaller, more subtle. But as long as it's the Kovet Shabbos Hasai Hareza Oining, as long as the person does it for Shabbos, I think the point is the opposite also. It could be extravagant, but if it's not the Kovet Shabbos, it's also not Oining Shabbos. The point is, said Rav Chiya Barashi, that in, also in the name of Rav, the punchline, the emphasis is Ulekovet Shabbos Asoy, says the Gemara, Mahi, what's an example of a Dover Mu'et that's also good? Amra Papa, Kasa da Harsana. Amra Bchi Barabba, Amra Bjechel, Nashavin Shabbos Kilchasoy. If somebody keeps Shabbos properly, even if he's an Oivet Avay Dezara, like they were in the times of Enosh, Moichelo is going to be Macholoch. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ashri Enosh, Yasa Zois. And then the Pasuk says, Kol Shoimer Shabbos. Shoymer Shabbos Michaloloi, v'shoymer yodei me asoyis kora. So we know this pasuk. Ashri enosh yaseh zois, uven odom yachazik ba. Shoymer Shabbos Michaloloi, v'shoymer yodei me asoyis kora. So listen to this, Joshua. Al tikri Michaloloi. We're going to get back to this in the raid bite. Ela mocholoi. Not Michaloloi, ela mocholoi. So, shoymer Shabbos, not Michaloloi. Pashut, what does that mean? If someone Shomer Shabbos, meaning he's not Mechal the Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos, his bracha is going to be that it's going to be Machaloi. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rava. Molish Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Rishoino. Had Yidden kept the first Shabbos, Lo Yisholta Ben Uma V'Lashen, they would have never gone into Gaul. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this was the first Shabbos. Vayibaye Mashvi, Yatsu Min Ha'am, Lul Koit V'Lei Matzol. There were people that were taught. The Yidden were told, don't go out on Shabbos to find the Monday's going to be no more. You're getting Lechem Mishna on Friday, and you're getting nothing on Shabbos. And yet there were people that didn't listen. They went out anyways. So the first Shabbos was already violated. And Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, had the Yidden kept that first Shabbos, Lo Yisholta Behen Uma V'Lashon. How do you know that? Because it says, again, the pasuk we just mentioned, that the Yidden didn't keep the first Shabbos, and right after it's Vayavi Amalek. So you see, if the Yidden would keep two Shabbos, they'd have the Geulah. Another pasuk that we all know. So you have, again, right afterwards, you have the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then you have Aviyosim al Arkachi. So you want to be Zoich, you want to merit for Aviyosim al Arkachi? Keep Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Yehei Chelki, may Oichli Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos. So we just mentioned Sholosh Sudos. Why are we talking about Sholosh Sudos? Because we're learning Perikol Kisve. Perikol Kisve describes a fire is burning in a house. You're not allowed to save everything, but you are allowed to save Mazon Sholosh Sudos. Rabbi Chitka holds four. Could we make Rabbi Chitka work in the Mishnah? We can't. So Rabbi Yossi on that note says, Yehei Chelki, halavai, I should merit to be from the people that eat three sudais on Shabbos. The obvious question is, if you're obligated to eat three sudais on Shabbos, so why is Rabbi Yossi making such a big deal about it? What do you mean, Yehei Chelki, meyoichli shalosh sudais b'Shabbos? First of all, why is that such a big deal? And second of all, that's something that you're supposed to do. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said another thing. Yehei Chelki, migoymri hal b'chol yoyim. I hope one day I'm going to have a chelik in Olam Haba with the people that they finish halal every single day. Is it a good thing to say halal every day? Somebody says halal every day, he cheapens the halal. So he's actually a mecharif and megadif. That's not a good thing. So why would Rabbi Yossi want to be part of that? So the Gemara says, kikam rinon psuki de zimra. He was referring to psuki de zimra. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's psuki de zimra? Shneim is moirim shel hilulim. So we know what we think of when we think of Psukei Dezimra. But Rashi narrowed Psukei Dezimra down to two of the Hallelukas. Hallelujah Sashem in Ashamayim and Hallelujah Kel Bikacha. Those are the two, the ones that say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah many times. Those are the two prakim of Psukei Dezimra that Rashi says is what Rabbi Yossi was referring to when he said Psukei Dezimra. So it's interesting. It's not the whole nusach of Psukei Dezimra that we have, but it's those particular Hallelukas. On my Rabbi Yossi. Again, more on Rabbi Yossi. Hey Chalki, min mispalalim, im dimdum echama. I want to merit a portion of the world to come together with the people that daven im dimdum echama. They daven with the sun. What does that mean? Vasikin. But as we discussed many times in Masechta's Brachas, there's the other Vasikin. There's the Vasikin that everybody knows, Netzach Amo. But then there's Vasikin davening Mincha later in the day as well. There's a mitzvah to daven together with the, as the sun rises and the sun sets. Amr Abzeir, my crow, how do you know that? He hopes to merit a portion of the world to come together with the people that die because they have abdominal issues. The Amr Ruban shall say, Tzadikim, Mason, Bechoyle, Meyai, Roif Tzadikim die because of stomach issues. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki, Mi Mese, Bederech Mitzvah. He wants to have a chelik together with the people that died on their way to do a mitzvah. It's an unbelievable schos. A person was on his way to do a mitzvah and he died. Now, the truth is, there's a concept of Shluchei Mitzvah in them, these Zaykins. I had it even die. But then again, the Gemara asks it this question in different places. Shchicha Hezekah. Shemim mitzvah liyeda davara, v'hadvar matikin, v'ein kamikoymai, v'am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi continued, and he said every line here. Yehei chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'tferia, umi moitziei Shabbos b'tzipoyri. So this is something we haven't gotten a chance to talk about yet in Masechta Shabbos. It's still on the to-do list. But Rabbi Yossi said that he hopes to merit a portion of Olam Haba together with the people that they make an early Shabbos. In Tveri, they used to make an early Shabbos, Ayin Rashi. But the Machnisei Shabbos in Tveria, and in Tzipoyri, they used to end Shabbos late. Umeitzei Shabbos b'Tzipoyri. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yei Chelki m'Moshivei Beis Medrash, V'loi m'Mabida Beis Medrash. So there were people in Beis Medrash that had jobs. So there was one person whose job was, Chevre, it's time to learn. Then there were people that used to stop to learn. No, it's time to go outside. You have to take a break. You have to eat. So he said, I hope to have a chelik of the Moshivei Beis Medrash, but I don't want to be
from the Mamide Beis Medrash. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Yehi chalkin mi gaboy tzedaka, v'loy mi mechalkei tzedaka. He wants to have a chelik together with the gaboy tzedaka, the people that collect money for aniyim, but not the people that actually distribute it. And the reason is, when it comes to distributing tzedaka, Rabbi Yosi observed that sometimes people had personal agendas. There was nepotism, and sometimes it wasn't necessarily fair and balanced in terms of who got what they got. So the collectors, they were acting objectively. But when it came to actually tiling the tzedakah, it was a little bit more subjective. And that's why he said, I don't want to have anything to do with the mechalkei tzedakah, but I do want to have a chelik with the gaboy tzedakah. I'm Rabbi Yosi, yehi chelki mimisha choysh denoisai, ve'im boy. He says, I want to have a chelik of olam haba, together with a person who was choshed to do something wrong, it didn't happen. He said, the kaparis avoinus that a person gets, if someone is choshed him of doing something wrong and it's not true, is so incredible that the great Tana Rabbi Yossi said, I hope to have a chelik in Olam Haba with him. I'm Rabbi Papa. And then Rabbi Papa very mysteriously said, L'didi chashna v'lo yahavibi. This happened with me, Rabbi Papa said. They were once choshed me of doing something wrong, and it wasn't really true. And everybody wonders, what's the rest of the story? What were they choshed Rabbi Papa of doing? There's a lot to talk about this, not for today. We'll get to this. I'm Rabbi Yossi, chamish b'ilois ba'alti. Rabbi Yossi said that he was boil five b'ilois v'natati chamisha rosam b'Yisrael, and he planted five cedar trees in Yisrael. Maninon, who were these cedar trees? Meaning he had five sons. Rabbi Shmob, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilos, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yossi, Frank Tegemar, Vikar Bar Dimas. Did Rabbi Yossi also have a son, Bar Dimas? Why wasn't he counting his son, Bar Dimas? He only counted five. What about him? So the Gemara says, no, Hainu Bar Dimas, Hainu Menachem. Bar Dimas and Menachem was really the same son. The Maikarli Vardimas. So why was he called Vardimas? Shapon of Daimon Leveret. Vardimas means a rose. He had rosy cheeks, and that's why people sometimes used to, Rabbi Yossi's son had rosy cheeks. So they called him Vardimas. But really, Vardimas is Menachem. Rabbi Yossi wasn't excluding any of his sons. Rabbi Yossi said, Notati Chamishim Arazim B'Yisrael. He was referring to all five of his sons. Tosfos famously quotes a Yerushalmi. Before we go weiter. The Gemara says, maybe the Rabbi Yossi mitzvah is like Kaim. Was Rabbi Yossi not Lekayim the mitzvah of Aina? I mean, what happened to Aina? Ele'ema, you're right. Chamesh be'ilois ba'alti v'shanisi. Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi said he had five be'ilois. That's it. Can't be. He has an obligation. He has a mitzvah v'ayla. No, there were five times that he was boil, and then he was boil again. And based on a Gemara Nida, that's what caused him to have sons. And that was what he was trying to say. There were five times where ba'alti v'shanisi, and that's why he was natate chamisha arazim b'Yisrael. Tais quotes Yerushalmi that says a different shot. It says that, you're right, of course Rabbi Yossi was mekayim the mitzvah v'ayla. But these five be'ilois were unique in that they were all yibum. Yevamois hayu. All five of these women were yevamois. Quoting from Tosfos, so leirotz lekayim be mitzvah zayna. He didn't want to bekayim the mitzvah zayna. El rak kidei lekayim mitzvah yibum. Dahinu bir rishayna. So what he did was the bir rishayna, and after the bir rishayna, he didn't do anything more. So there's tremendous yevamis implications of this Tosfos, but again, not for today. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, miyomai lekarisi leishti ishta. I used to never call my wife. Ulishayri shayri. This I never referred to my shor as a shor. El ishti beisi. I used to refer to my wife as the bias. Ulishayri sada. I used to refer to my shor as the field. Rashi says, because the woman is the akeres abayas. She's the ikur of the bias. So he used to refer to her as the shtib. Basically. And as it relates to the shar is the ikar of the field. So he used to refer to the shar as his field. Amr Rabbi Yossi. He said he never looked at his mila. How could that be? Because the Rebbe, they once asked Rebbe, my time Rabbeinu HaKadosh. People asked Rebbe, why did you merit to be called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? The Gemara says, Yom Shemes Rebbe Batl Kedusha. Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So why did you merit that? He said the reason is because he never looked at his bris mila. So what's the kasha? If Rabbi Yossi also never looked at his bris mila, so why wasn't it Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh? Why is it Rabbeinu HaKadosh, not Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Milsa Achrit HaHavabe. Rebbe, it's true, he never looked at his mila, but he did more than that. He never put his hand underneath his belt. That's not something Rabbi Yossi did, and because that's not something Rabbi Yossi did, only Rebbe merited to be called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but not Rabbi Yossi. A drop more Gemara Vam Rabbi Yossi. He said, the walls of my house never saw the inside of my shirt. Rashi describes exactly what this means, but the punchline is that when he used to get dressed and undressed, he did it in a very tsnius way, and as a result, he was never exposed to the walls of his house. He said, anytime my chaverim asked me to do something, I oblige. And this next Gemara is maybe the most famous line in the entire daf. He said, Yoidei ani ba'atzmi she'eni koyin. He says, I know I'm not a koyin, but if my chaverim would tell me, go up and duchen, I would have duchen anyways. So it's Yontif, and it comes time for, you know, Kayhanim, they start washing their hands, taking their shoes off. Rabbi Yossi said like this, I know I'm not a Kayhan, but he said if the Chaver was a Kayhan, Rabbi Yossi, give a bracha, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Who wouldn't want a bracha for Rabbi Yossi? He says, go up and give a bracha. So he said, I would go and I would do it. What's the question? How's he allowed to do that? This is a mitzvah that the Kehanim have. Not just that. There's a bracha of Atala. Well, Asher Kiddushan B'Kiddushas Yishal Aharon. He can't go ahead and make a bracha. So what exactly is going on over here? Why would the Chaverim want it? Because Rabbi Yossi was a gadol. How come you don't find any of the other Tanoim that were also great, great tzaddikim that people wanted them to go ahead and duchen? This is read we've spoken about in the past. Not for now. One last gemara. Of Rabbi Yossi, Miyomai lo yomarti dover v'chazarti l'achorei. He said, Miyomai, I never did something and had a back track from it. Either way, so we started a daf. We started a daf that talked about Mazon Gimel Sudais. Why are we talking about Mazon Gimel Sudais? Because we're learning Perek Kol Kisvei. That's what you're allowed to say if there's a fire burning on Shabbos. And the Gemara digressed from there to talk a little bit about Sudai Shabbos. It says Hayoim. It says it three times. Nitzel mi chavli Mashiach mi dinah shel Gehenim mi melchemes goy gumagoy. From there, we digressed a little bit to talk about other things that a person who keeps Shabbos is going to protect him from. And then we got into the topic of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said Yehi chelkim yoichli shalvei sudais. And then a whole bunch of other things that Rabbi Yossi said Yehi chelkim this Yehi chelkim that. That I hope one day to have a portion of the world to come with different people that had different things that they were very careful in. And then Rabbi Yossi spoke about different Hidurim that he himself observed. Miyomai this, miyomai that. In Kotsk, they used to ask people, "Vus is dan miyomai?" Right? You find the Tanam, they used to have their miyomais. Different people's miyomai, I never did this. The Gemara, the end of Masechtas Megillah talks about this on Lent, about different Tanoim that they used to take upon different chumras. And in Kotsk, they used to be Toiveya. Every yid has to have a miyomai. Vus is dan miyomai. So either way, in today's daf, we had some of Rabbi Yossi's miyomais. Today's daf is going to segue into tomorrow's daf. And as far as the raid goes, it's going to segue into the following daf. So we'll go into this gemara a little bit over the next few days. But let's just go back, just from the beginning of the daf, and just a few bullet point type of orders as it relates to Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, which is an epic, epic daf. So the daf began, Amar Rav Chisda, La'olam Yashkim Adam Lohitzah Shabbos. A person should wake up early in the morning Lohitzah Shabbos. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vahoy Bayim Hashishi Veichinu Esashi Yaviu La'alter. The Yidden collected the man Baboyka early in the morning, and it says Vahoy Bayim Hashishi Veichinu Esashi Yaviu. It sounds like as soon as they brought the man into the house, that's when they started preparing it. This is Erev Shabbos. So you see, there's an idea of waking up really early in the morning on Erev Shabbos. We mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, but I believe it's worth repeating. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Shem Oilam, and this is in Shar Shmiras HaShabbos, it's in the end of Perek Revi. V'shamati b'shem Godol Hador Echot. Sha'amar, an anonymous Godol Hador. This is the Chafetz Chaim talking. If somebody watches, he keeps Shabbos in this world, Oz Gam Shom. In the next world, afilu im nischayev chas v'sholom oynish gehenim avur avinoisa. Even if he's chayev gehenim for the averus that he did, einoy nenish b'yom haShabbos. He's not going to be punished on Shabbos. The nechshav lo ishahu zman Shabbos me'ez shehischol be'erev Shabbos l'sasek b'tzorchei Shabbos u'megen olav schus Shabbos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we know that if somebody keeps Shabbos in this world, he's not going to be punished on Shabbos in the next world. Meaning, we know on Shabbos everything rests, even Gehenim rests. But it sounds a little bit from the way the Chafetz Chaim is presenting this halach, it's only someone that kept Shabbos. But if somebody doesn't keep Shabbos, then what is Shabbos in the next world? He's not going to have Shabbos in the next world. But either way, so says the Chafetz Chaim, we know there's an idea that if a person keeps Shabbos, then he's going to be spared Medina Shel Gehenim in the next world from Shabbos. So he said, when does Shabbos start? And when does Shabbos end? So he said, Shomati b'shem Godol Hador Echad Sha'amar, the nechshav l'isha who's man Shabbos, me'ez shehischul be'erev Shabbos, l'hisasek b'tzorchei Shabbos. As soon as on Erev Shabbos he starts preparing for Shabbos, that's when Shabbos starts as it relates to Gehenim in the next world. U'megen olav schus ha'Shabbos, v'alkein mo'od tzorech l'hishtadol b'inyin tzorchei Shabbos, v'yitav lo'y bozeh u'vabah. So says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm giving you an eitzah tov, if you start preparing for Shabbos early in the morning on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you're going to be speared dinah shel gehenim in the next world. At the very least, the whole Friday, there's no gehenim, and then Shabbos there'll be no gehenim. And when does it end? That it ends when you finish Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos. But the point is, out of 7 days in the week, 2 days already, there doesn't have to be gehenim. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says, and this was his little Musa Shmuz. Shemati b'shem Gadol Ador Echad Shama. I don't know why he doesn't quote who the Gadol Ador was, but this is the Chofetz Chaim in Shar Shmiras HaShabbos in the end of Perek Revi. This is the first star. As it relates to Lechem Mishnah that we've spoken about so many times, Yud Bechalas, the Vilna Gaon and Maiserav, and Arizal, and Afin Hoya Ba'is Anes, and what even have to come out to Afin Hoya Ba'is Anes and tell me that women are chayiv in Shalosh Sudais. Zachar V'Shamar, Kol She Yeshne B'Shmira, Yeshne B'Shira, the Binyan Shloima, Reb Shloima Akoyim, Yivilnes Kasha, that he said he heard from his brother, Rabbi Tzalel, who heard it from the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, and that is, why is it if you have a 3-day Yontif? Yes, Shabbos, Yontif, Yontif. So why don't you take 3 challahs instead of only 2? Why do you take 2 challahs? Because nothing fell on Shabbos. What if it was Shabbos Yontif? What if Yontif fell out on Erev Shabbos? Or Yontif fell out on Sunday, like some of the daffin we had recently with Yom Kippur? So what if it was a Friday Shabbos or a Shabbos Yontif in the Midbar? They didn't have a 3-day Yontif in the Midbar, but they had a 2-day. So the month didn't fall on Shabbos, the month didn't fall on Yontif. So if it didn't fall on Shabbos, it didn't fall on Yontif, presumably Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you had a triple portion. So if you had a triple portion, Zeichel and Es, we should have 3. Interesting kasha. The Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, asked this kasha. It's not printed in any of his forum. But Rabbi Shloima Koyim Vilna said, my brother told me he heard it from the Noida B'Yehuda. So, or at least B'Shem the Noida B'Yehuda. But either way, this was the kasha. Now the truth is, did the month really not fall on Yontif? Toisus Bey, that base of the base. This is all raid we've spoken about, not once, more than once. Moving along, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said, Aseisha bat chochol, v'al titzarech alabrius. So this is also something we've mentioned in the past, several times, but ein beis medrash b'loi chiddush. The Torah in Eir Chaim, Simin Reish Man Beis, right in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, he talks about this halacha, Asei Shabbat Chochol, V'al Titzara Chalabrius, meaning a person has to balance, on the one hand, have the Oz Kanomer, there's an idea of trying to push more to be Mechabed the Shabbos. But then again, you have to balance that with what Rabbi Akiva said. Asei Shabbat Chochol, V'al Titzara Chalabrius, says the Torah, incredibly, V'kama pa'omim nosasi v'nosati b'dover lefnei, Avi Moiri. He said there were many times that he had the following conversation with his father, the Rosh. Kamoini hayoim, somebody like me. She yeshli ma'at mishali, that I have very little. Ve'enoi maspikli, it's not enough. V'tzarech ani lacher. This is Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rosh talking, the Bal Haturim. He said he asked his father many times, he said, someone like me that doesn't have enough, I can't make it till the end of the week. I need help from other people. Do I qualify? He says, and he said he never gave me a clear answer. This is what the Torah brings. So Rabbi Yanki Blyer told me that he heard B'Shem, one of the tzaddikim, who said that why did the Rosh not answer the Torah? Why didn't he answer him? What, the Rosh wrote Tshuvas HaRosh. All the questions that the Rosh was able to answer, he couldn't pask him for his own son. See, he said, because the Rosh didn't want to pask him that his son had a din of an ani. He didn't want to pask in it. He said he didn't want it to be a psak. The Rosh was the maridish, the kula, the talmudah. He said, of course the Rosh knew the halacha, but he didn't want it to become halacha. It should be a psak halacha in a Rosh, in a tour. That he didn't want. V'loi hashivani dava bar, he knew what the answer was. And he expected his son maybe to read between the lines, as the tour sort of did. But at the same time, v'loi hashivai dava bar, because he didn't want it to become halacha. He didn't want it to be a psak from the Rosh. That the Torah has a din of an ani. The Gemara, when the Gemara was discussing the sudais, 3 sudais according to Rabbanon, 4 sudais according, again, just quicker aris, 4 sudais according to Rav Chitka, 4 sudais according to Rav Chitka. So Gemara asked the kasha from a Mishnah and Peah. The Mishnah says, how many meals is a person supposed to eat during the week? 14 meals. Right, the Gemara, 14 meals, I understand. 2 a day, but Shabbos it's 3 according to Rabbanon, and it's 4 according to Rav Chitka. So the Gemara made it work, right? The Gemara says it's according to Rabbanon, it's not such a big deal. The Friday afternoon meal, you'll have your 2 on Friday, and you just won't eat Malava Malka. You won't eat a night meal on Shabbos. You'll eat Shabbos morning, and then you'll eat Shabbos Shudas. So it's not a big deal. You'll end up, but what about according to Rav Chitka? There's an extra meal. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rav Chitka, it's not such a big deal. Just don't eat Erev Shabbos. If you don't eat Erev Shabbos, so it's fine. You'll eat 1 on Friday, and you'll eat 3 Shabbos. The 1 Friday will be Friday night. It'll be the Leil Shabbos Kodesh meal. And you just won't eat a Friday morning morning meal. Afraid to Gemara Kasha. I understand, but you can tell the person he shouldn't eat in the morning? How could you tell him that? What, he's supposed to fast? He's supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos? He says, not fear, but kula yoyme de mali shabbato betanisa moisvinoe. I saw in the Shar Mitzion and Balacha for Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, he asks a beautiful aura. He says, there's halach in Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Hilchah Shabbos. It's in Rechaim Simen Reish Mem Tesef Kotten Gimel. Derech Anshei Maisa v'his anes b'chol Erev Shabbos. The derech of Anshei Maisa is that they fast every Erev Shabbos. So Frank, the Shor Mitzion and Balacha, says, what was the Gemara's Kasha? You see, there's such a minig in Klai Yisrael. Derech Anshei Maisa v'his anes b'chol Erev Shabbos. Now the truth is, the Magen Avraham, Alatar, brings from the Bach and from others who said, no, this is not a good minug, also le'esanois for Erev Shabbos. But it is a mechaber. It's the Beis Yosef brought it. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Derech Anshei Maisa le'esanois b'chol Erev Shabbos. Says, gosh, he says, I don't understand. So what's the big deal? The Gemara is asking, how can you fast on Erev Shabbos? No, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how we train our children. One day you should be from the Anshei Maisa, and you should fast Erev Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Broad said, Vaistois, it's true, it's a chumrah. Derech Anshei Maisa. But you can't impose chumras on people that come to you for help. And if there's an ani who's coming and needs to be supported by the community, you don't tell him, listen, the truth is, it's Erev Shabbos, and Derech Anshei Maisa is anis b'chol Erev Shabbos, so you don't have to worry about pursuing Erev Shabbos. No, that's for yourself, you could take upon those chumras. But for other people, you're not allowed to take upon those chumras. You know, Rabbi Saul Salanta used to say that Yenim's Gashmias has to be your ruchnius. Yenim's Gashmias is nine ruchnius. This is from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who's the father of the Musa movement, who preached all the Midos Toivos and included in that is Prishus. But at the same time, he said, that's maybe for yourself. But for Yenim? No, Yenim's Gashmias is nine ruchnius. If somebody comes to you for help, that's not when you start quoting Hilchah Shabbos, Reish Memtes, Sif Gimel, Derech Anshei Maisa, Lisanis Bechol Erev Shabbos. That's good for you, but that's not good for somebody else. It reminded me of a vart that I heard from my father's Yedid Nefesh, Rabbi Yankel Gutman. He said that we say a Misha Berach on Shabbos. Misha Berach Aviseinu Avram Yischof V'Yagov V'Yuvarech Es Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazem Kol Kilos HaKodesh. And then we say V'Chol Misha Oiskim B'Tzorchei Tzibur Be'amuna HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharam V'Yosem Ehem Kol Nachlo V'Yirpa L'Chol Gufam V'Yislach L'Chol Avoynam V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlach B'Chol Mas Yedeim. See, that's an unbelievable kasha. So we're davening, this is a tefillah. V'Chol Misha Oiskim B'Tzorchei Tzibur Be'amuna. All the people that give up their lives. So what's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Schar? What should he do? Yosimem kol machla, v'yirpa l'chol gufam, they should be gesund, and v'yislach l'chol avoinam, and they should get kaparas avoinas as well. So he said over, I think he said it b'shem Rab Vosner, in Eretz Yisrael. See, he said that Rav Vosner asked that in Shmoyne Esrei, when we daven Shmoyne Esrei, so you say, Atachoinin Lodom Das, and then you say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Esecha, Slachlonu Avinu, then afterwards you say, Rifa'inu. The order is fakir. First you daven Slachlonu, Hashiveinu, Atachoinin Lodom Das, you daven for your Ruchnias, and then afterwards you daven Rifa'inu Hashem, that you should be gesund, Baruch Aleinu, you should have Parnasa. In the nusach of the Misha Berach on Shabbos, it's just the opposite. It's the Chol Misha Yiskim Mitzarchet Tzeibamuno, V'yotzimem Kol Machla, V'yirpa L'chol Gufan, Gashmias, and then afterwards, V'yislach L'chol Avoyna. And then afterwards, you daven for his ruchnis. So why is it in the reverse order? So Vosna said that when a person davens for himself, you daven first for your ruchnis, and then you daven for your Gashmias. But when you daven for Yenim, first you daven for his gashmias, and then you daven for his ruchnias. Yeah, when you're davening Shmoyne Esrei, it's between you and Hashem. So first it's atuchoinin lodum das. You should have chochma bina vadas. Hashivinu avinu l'sar esecha. Slachlon avinu. And then afterwards you start talking about your gashmias. But when it's v'chol misha oiskin b'tzarchei tzibur b'amuno, when you're davening for Yenim, Yenim's gashmias is your ruchnias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharam. First v'yosirem kol mach v'yirpa l'chol gufam. And afterwards it's v'yislach l'chol avoyna. Afterwards you daven for his ruchnias. The Gemara talked about different things that a person gets, different things that a person's going to have shmira for on Shabbos. If a person keeps Shabbos, afilu oivet avoid, I'm skipping a little bit, afilu oivet avoid zara kador enosh. Even if a person is oivet avoid zara, like they were in the generation of enosh, afilu oyver avoda zara kedar enosh, he's going to get mechila. So what's this connection between avoda zara and Shabbos? Somebody keeps Shabbos, he could be an oyver avoda zara, like the generation of enosh. That always goes down as the generation of avoda zara. So even if you're oyver avoda zara like enosh, still you're going to get kapara. Mahakesher, say Surab Yosef Engel in his Gilyoyne Ashas, on this Gemara, so he says that the Radvaz and Achuva was asked this question, and the Radvaz said that the reason is because there's two mitzvahs that are shakal connected kol haTorah kula. The Rambam in the end of Hilchah Shabbos, we've mentioned this many times. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is kol haTorah kula, Avodah Zarah is kol haTorah kula. See, he said if somebody shomer Shabbos, if somebody keeps Shabbos, then afilu oyver Avodah Zarah kedar enosh, he's going to get kapar. If you do the mitzvah properly of kol haTorah kula, you're going to get kapara for the Avera. That's kol haTorah kula. Fascinating idea. But that's the connection. That if someone keeps Shabbos, he gets mechila of Avodah Zarah. What does one have to do with the other? Oh no, these are the big two. These are the two mitzvahs in the Torah that are shakal connected all the mitzvahs. So there's a little bit of a zelu mazeh that if someone is shomer Shabbos, he's going to get kapara. Now what was the makar to this? What was the makar to this? So the Gemara brought a pasuk that we're all familiar with, but the Gemara had an interesting drasha. It says, "Ashrei enosh yaseh zoyis uven adam yachzik ba shomer Shabbos mechaloloi v'shomer yadoi me'asoyis kol ra al tikrei mechaloloi elo machaloi." So if someone shomer Shabbos, machaloi. And the obvious question is, I mean, it's we don't really understand drashos, but we do our best, but how do you go from mechaloloi to machaloi? Shomer Shabbos mechaloloi. What's the pashup shot in the pasuk? If someone's shomer Shabbos mechaloloi, he's not mechalol Shabbos. Okay, it's very straightforward. If someone's shomer Shabbos mechaloloi, al tikrei mechaloloi ela machaloi. How do we go from mechaloloi to machaloi? Maybe it just means mechaloloi. So the Marsha on this Gemara says, because usually, whenever we refer to Shabbos, we refer to Shabbos b'loshen nekeva. So it's not mechaloloi. It would be mechalala or mechalaleha. Mechalaleha meisumas. Shabbos is usually lashon nekeva. And here you have a pasuk where we're referring to Shabbos as a lashon zachar. It's a he. Mechalaloi? Lashon zachar? Where's Shabbos mechalaloi? That was the basis. That was the basis for this drasha of al tikrei mechalaloi elo machaloi. It must mean something else. Because if it just meant the Pashup Shad, it would have been Balash and Akeva. It wouldn't have been Balash and Zachar. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, he brings from the Sefer She'eris Yaakov. So who is the She'eris Yaakov? The She'eris Yaakov was Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi. He was the father of the Maharit Al-Ghazi. So this is from the Rit Al-Ghazi's father. So he said like this, "B'chol mokoy mechanel l'shabbos Balash and Akeva." This is a quote. K'moshe Kosov, the Pasuk says, "Ois he." He, not who. He, la'olam, ushmartem es ha-shabbos ki kodesh hi, michalaleha mois yumos. And then he said, ve'al asher mitam zeh nir laniyas daiti, shedorshu chazal b'pasek asher yenosh yaseh zois, shomer Shabbos mechaloloi, al tikrei mechaloloi ela machaloloi. So yes, the Marsha's kasha, how did they know to make this drasha? Said Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Al-Ghazi, the father of the Rit Al-Ghazi, mamash what the Marsha said. Because what was bothering Chazal was, why was this B'loshen Zachar? Why was this not B'loshen Akeva? Me'inyan le'inyan, it's interesting. So is Shabbos B'loshen Zachar, or is Shabbos B'loshen Akeva? The truth is, there's a difference in the Nusach of Shmoyne Esrei from the Friday night, Shmoyne Esrei, Shabbos morning, Shmoyne Esrei, Shachos HaMosef, and then Mincha. So in every Shemayna Esri that we say on Shabbos, we insert the following paragraph. Elikeinu v'lekev yiseinu, ritzeinu v'mnuchaseinu. This is Nusach Svar. Kacheinu v'mitzvay secha, v'sein chalkeinu v'sar secha. Sabeinu v'todachah v'samach tamsheinu v'shul secha. V'tayu v'beinu lov v'cho be'emes, v'anchileinu Hashem v'lekeinu v'abu v'rotzin Shabbos kodshecha. Friday night we say, v'yonuchu v'a kol Yisrael, mikache shemecha. This is on Friday night. Shabbos day, we say, v'yonuchu v'oi, Kol Yisrael, Mekachei Shemecha. And Shabbos by Mincha, we say, V'yonuchu Vam, Kol Yisrael, Mekachei Shemecha. It's the same exact thing. It's literally the same exact paragraph, verbatim, with that one difference. It goes from V'yonuchu Va, to V'yonuchu Vai, to V'yonuchu Vam. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Vadya Yosef in his Yechavadas, and this is in Chelakei, it's Simon Lamed, where he talks about this. And the truth is, the Beis Yosef, this goes back to the earliest poskim in the 1500s and the 1600s, they discussed this. V'yonuchu Va, Vai, Vam. And what does that have to do with Mayriv and Shachris and Musif and Mincha? And as he brings there a halachic shmuz, he brings there a kabbalah shmuz. But it's interesting, we're talking about Shabbos, is it Balash and Zachar, or is it Balash and Akeva? V'yonuchu Va, her, that's a lashon akev. Avinuchu voy, that's already a lashon. What came to mind was the Rambam. You know, we always refer to the Shabbos queen. Right, we always refer to the Shabbos queen. The Rambam, when he talks about the Shabbos queen, so the Rambam's lashon is that if a chavim harishayim hayim makabsim talmidei merav Shabbos umisatvim va'omrim bo v'neitzei likras Shabbos hamelech. Not Shabbos Malkasa, Shabbos Hamas. So Shabbos Zohar is Shabbos Nekeva. It's always the Shabbos Queen. Tikanta Shabbos Rotzisa Karbonoi Seha, Tzivisa Perusheha, Imsidura Nisacheha. It's all Lashon Nekeva. For the most part, Shabbos is Lashon Nekeva. Like the Marsha says, like the father of the Rit Al Ghazi said, like the which is the basic of the Drosh and Ar Gemara. But that would be the Yonuchuvah. You do find sometimes the Yonuchuvah. The Rambam had not Shabbos Hamalkasa, he had Shabbos Hamelech. Either way, that's interesting. One other ha'ara. And that is, so we have that if somebody keeps Shabbos, Chazal say, had the Yidden kept Shabbos, ain umah v'lashon. The first Shabbos the Yidden violated, what happened afterwards? A molech came. Right, so Yidden violated the first Shabbos, and vayyaveh ha'molech, immediately ha'molech came. Shabbos somehow is a shmira. So listen to a shtick ge'oynis from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said, it could be this is all merumis. He said, it could be this is merumis. I mean, this is, I don't know if this is ge'oynis or if this is Ruach HaKodesh or both. But this is what the Chassam Sofer said. He said, we mentioned this before. Tosfos says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, that L'man Tisko Es Yoyim Tzeischo Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that a person, when he makes Kiddush, has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Tzorech Sheyaski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayoyim. K'siv Hachal Mantis, K'siv Yom Tzeschim Yitzrayim, Kol Mi'ech Hayecho, V'Kziv Hosem, and it says over there, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachay. It says, Toysviz, L'Kach Kovu Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'Shamati Me'amaram, She'yesh B'Medrash, L'Fitcha B'Mitzrayim, Ovdu B'Hen Yisrael B'Farach. When Yidu were Mitzrayim, they worked hard. Concentration camps. But what was the Avodah? It was Avodah's Parach. If you take the word Parach, and you swap the words parach out, ba'at bash, of earlier in the Masechta fame, the words pei resh chof are going to become vav gimel lamed. The gematria of vav gimel lamed is 39. So you see that there were 39 melachos that Yidden had to do when they were Mitzrayim. We spoke about this. 39 melachos Yidden had when they were Mitzrayim. What do you, how do you know 39 melachos? We know 39 melachos Hamishka, but we know all the 39s. 39 Lassois is Begamatria 39. The Baal HaTurim says the Pasa Shulchan B'Shem the Vilna Goyen, the Yoitzus in Parash Shkol. But where do you see over here? But in Mitzrayim there were also 39 Malachas. Where do you see that? Because it was Avodas Parech. Parech Ba'at Pash is Vigal. So Ba'at Pash Vigal. Vigal is Begamatria 39. Vav Gimel Lamed. What you end up having is you end up having 39. So Chassam Sofer said that we know Chazal said, how many Malachas are there? They didn't say 39. They said Arbaim Chasarachas. So why did they say Arbaim Chasarachas? Right, this is everybody wants to know. Why is it Arbaim Chasarachas? Obvious Melachos Arbaim Chasarachas. So the Chassam Sofer said because there's Pnimiyas HaTorah, and in the, there's a secret here in the Pnimiyas HaTorah. Obvious Melachos. If a Yid does Melacha, it's going to be Arbaim Chasarachas. You know what he's going to have? He's going to have 40 minus 1. He's going to have Vigal, like Tosfos says in Pesachim Kuf Yudzayin Amid Beis, which is Gematria 39, but it's going to be missing one. You know which? You know what the one is? What's one in Gematria? Aleph. He said if you take the word Vigal and you add an Aleph, you know what you get? You get Goyel. You get Uvolet Tzion Goyel. That's what you get. You get the Geula. So Melachos is Arbaim Chasarachas. Yeah, I could have just said 39. But this Pnimiyas HaTorah, there's a deeper secret over here. You know what the secret is? This Gemara. If the Yidden keep Shabbos, ain umah v'lashon. There's no vayomei amalek. If we would keep two Shabbos, even today, the Geula would come. You know what that's merumis? Arbaim melachos. Obviously, melacha is arbaim chaser achas. That if you do the melacha, then you're going to be chaser the achas. But if you don't do the melacha, if you keep the Shabbos, you're going to have the achas. What's the achas? That perech, vigal, and the aleph goyel. You tell me it's not ruach hakodesh. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. We'll end here.